2. 22 days later, a man bearing a striking resemblance to Max Siegel checked out of the Hotel Melia Havana in the ritzy Miramar section of Havana, Cuba. Medical tourists were as common as pickpockets here. No one looked twice at the broad-shouldered man in the linen suit, with bruises around his eyes and gauze over his nose and ears as he came through the lobby. He signed the bill with a perfectly replicated signature and kept the charges on Max Siegel's brand new American Express card. The surgeries, however, had been paid for in cash. From the hotel, he caught a cab across town to Dr. Cruz's office, discreetly tucked into one of the city's endless neoclassic arcades. Inside was a full-service, completely staffed modern clinic that would have made a high-priced plastic surgeon in Miami or Palm Beach proud.
"I have to tell you, Senor Siegel, that I'm quite pleased with this."
The doctor spoke softly as he removed the last of the bandages.
"It is some of the best work I've ever done, if I may say so."
His manner was thoughtful but crisp and efficient, very professional. You'd never know he was willing to cut so many ethical corners along with the skin and bones of his clients' faces. Dr. Cruz had performed 7 separate procedures, something that might have taken months or even a year elsewhere. There was blepharoplasty for the eyelids, a template rhinoplasty for the nose, with a complete elevation of the skin and soft tissue in the nasal pyramid, new MedPore implants for more prominent cheekbones and chin, a sliding genioplasty of the jawbone, a little silicone augmentation for the brow, and as a finishing touch, a nice little cleft in the chin, just like Max Siegel's. At the patient's request, no electronic imaging had been taken before or after the procedures. For the right rate, Dr. Cruz had been more than willing to work from a series of digital blow-ups in hard copy. No questions asked, no interest in any biophysical detail. Now, when he held up the large hand mirror for Kyle to see his reflection, the effect was stunning. The implants especially were like a miracle of change. Max, not Kyle, smiled back from the mirror. He felt a slight sting at the corners of